From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In Central Texas, residents are returning to their neighborhoods to see what's left after devastating wildfires raked the region. NPR's John Burnett reports more than 1,500 homes were destroyed there.
The Bastrop Fire southeast of Austin is now 75% contained after burning out of control for nearly 2 weeks. It's become the most destructive fire in terms of structures burned in modern U.S. history. Roger Ward, a retired construction chief, looks at the charred remains of his home.
Well, back there was my shop with all my tools in it. Over there was the garden that we tried to grow stuff in, and this is our travel trailer. And we had a two-story house with a deck across the back out there. And it all went up.
The Wards say they have not decided what to do, rebuild in the burned-out pine forest or move away. Says his wife, Linda.
You just put one foot in front of the other. Take one day at a time. That's all you can do.
John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
The Treasury Department has opened an inquiry into the funding of a failed solar panel company that received a government loan guarantee. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has that story.
The company, Solyndra, has garnered lots of attention. 2 years ago, the White House touted it as a model of green energy innovation. Now it's the subject of investigations by the FBI, the Department of Energy, and a congressional committee. The Treasury Department's Office of the Inspector General confirmed it is looking into the role that the Federal Financing Bank played in Solyndra's funding. That bank is a government corporation that financed the loan and is overseen by Treasury. According to the IG's office, the inquiry will examine whether the Federal Financing Bank had any due diligence requirements and whether those were met. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama today bestowed the military's highest award, the Medal of Honor, on a 23-year-old Marine credited with saving the lives of 36 people during a firefight in Afghanistan. At a ceremony at the White House, the president citing 23-year-old Dakota Meyer for rushing to aid U.S. and Afghan comrades during an hours-long battle with the Taliban in 2009.
It's been said that where there is a brave man in the thickest of the fight, there is the post of honor. Today, we pay tribute to an American who placed himself in the thick of the fight, again and again and again.
Meyer killed at least 8 insurgents despite being wounded by shrapnel. He is only the 3rd living recipient ever to be awarded the medal and the 1st Marine to be so honored for service in Iraq and Afghanistan. Teachers in Tacoma, Washington apparently don't think much of a judge's order they return to work. Some 93% of striking teachers there voting to continue picketing. Teachers earlier this week walked off the job over pay, class size, and how job transfers have been handled by the school district. Stocks added to their gains from yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 186 points. The Nasdaq was up 34 points today. You're listening to NPR. An attack at a Pakistani funeral has left at least 25 people dead and dozens of others injured. Authorities say the attack on the service for a Pakistani tribesman who had been opposed to the Taliban took place about 15 miles from the Afghan border. Earlier this week, Taliban gunmen opened fire, killing 4 children as they were returning home from school near the northwestern city of Peshawar. After more than 32 years in production, the last Ford Crown Victoria sedan rolled off the assembly line today. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports the car has been a staple of police departments and cab companies for more than a generation.
Ford is dumping its Lincoln Town Car and the Crown Victoria, which each get about 60 miles a gallon city, in an effort to increase the company's average fuel economy. Imram Chaudhry runs Star Auto Repair in Chicago. He says what commercial drivers will save on fuel costs, they'll end up spending on maintenance.
They're very easy to fix and cost effective for the cab drivers and probably the police officers. The repairs on these are very economical.
Sales of Crown Victorias increased by more than 140% as police departments rush to buy them before they go away. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
It's the second lowest level on record for Arctic ice, according to scientists who keep track. Experts with the National Snow and Ice Data Center say the amount of ice covering the Arctic hit its lowest point late last week and the second lowest level in some 50 years of record keeping. Scientists calculate 1.67 million square miles of ice this year, the lowest level since 2007. Arctic ice has shown dramatic decline since scientists began using satellites to monitor ice melt in 1979. This year's level is 36% below the average minimum. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.